Okay.
Hi, guys.
I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I'm sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. It's Misha with Feels with Mish. If you guys are new here, thank you so much for joining us today. And for those of you that are returning, thank you so much. I love you all so, so, so much. You guys, I took a week off because I wasn't feeling too hot. And sometimes you just need to rest and rejuvenate and give yourself that time. I know a lot of people in the world, they don't let themselves have that time. And you need that time sometimes, you know, you need to just let yourself pull back and recharge, rejuvenate, realign, recenter, rebalance yourself, especially when you're healing. So anyways, feeling much better, guys. Today's episode, wow, how many of you saw the new documentary on Netflix called Escaping Twin Flames? They also have this documentary on, I think it's Amazon Prime, which is, it's Escaping Twin Flames Universe. And sorry if you guys can hear my cat outside. She's in heat and she's going crazy right now. I apologize. Hopefully you can't, because it's not a pleasant sound. Anyways, so there's two documentaries now. They have the same idea, exposing Twin Flames Universe. And they use the same, obviously, people, this couple, Jeff and Shalaya, in both documentaries, and you should watch both of them. If you're going to watch one, I think the Netflix documentary, they did an amazing job, but both documentaries, the one from Amazon Prime and the Netflix documentary, they're going to have different information in there for you. They also have different people that they interview. So very, what can I say? I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'll tell you why I'm not surprised. We're going to get into that in this episode. But first, I want to talk about my own twin flame kind of story, because for those of you guys that have been following my page and also people that are coming over to my podcast from TikTok, you guys know that I've spoke on twin flames and I do resonate with being a twin flame. I'm going to be that forever to the day that I cross over. I resonate with being a twin flame. I believe that I'm on some type of journey with my twin flame. And when I watched these documentaries and the people that spoke about their experience was very not similar, but I think there's a template that really pulls people into this idea and this concept of twin flame. And it is that you meet this person and they completely are just something you've never experienced before. The energy is so different. And then you get very curious as to what this connection really is and kind of what it means to you, because there's life before them and then there's life after them, and life just never seems to be the same. Not to give all the power to them and put them on this pedestal, but really they do. They open up this profound time of healing and self-discovery, and it was triggered from that person. That person was a catalyst for you. And so in my life, the same thing. When you watch these people in the documentary speak of meeting their twin flame, it's the same thing. They went into this kind of spiral of like, what is all of this about? And let me go and do some discovery on my own on what it is. And so for myself, the same thing. And I had never heard of twin flames before. But when I went and did some research online, I came across twin flames, and you read what the concept of twin flame is and it really fits it to a T. You find this person, or they find you, you meet at this really difficult time in your life for you, for the feminine, there's this difficulty in your life, and for the other person, they're like doing so great, or their life is really, it seems all put together for them. And as the feminine heals and works on herself, the masculine then has to go, and the energies have to flip. So they have to go through the difficulty that the feminine experienced when she was going through her self-discovery. And as they go through their difficulty, the masculine then finds this peace and kind of finds light from the feminine, finds motivation and inspiration from the feminine, having gone through so much difficulty in their own journey. So it's quite a beautiful but tumultuous, insane, absolutely crazy, batshit crazy concept. If you're living it, only you living it would understand. But when I first discovered this, there was this community presented to me of people that were on this twin flame journey. And you really just feel like you belong somewhere. And you know, us as humans, we're all just searching for this belonging. And if you've gone your whole life feeling like you never fit in anywhere, this community really builds this, you know, comfort in this feeling of like, oh my gosh, there's other people that totally get it and totally understand, even though we're all going through our own experience of this, right? There's just thousands and thousands of people that are resonating with that concept. And so I found myself in this community, and, you know, the healing and the journey and the stuff that comes up and all of it that's piled up into twin flames. I stayed there for years. I was a part of this community. And it wasn't until I started really doing the work on myself to really heal and be accountable, right? I think this is what it is there's this real power that you find in your life when you become accountable for how you're showing up in everything. And I can see how if somebody doesn't actually shift into a space of self-love or beginning to like build that really healthy relationship with themselves, to hear from others or somebody else that, well, you're the reason and the cause for your pain, to hear that and not having a solid foundation of self, that can pull you into a deep depression because you don't know your way out. And you're also then burdening yourself with the idea that you are the cause of everything, which we are, right? I am the cause of my pain. I'm also the cause of my happiness. I am the cause of it all. But if you're not being introduced to that idea in a very loving way and nurturing way and understanding and compassionate way, then that can be very dangerous for somebody. Because what I started to recognize in this community is that there were so many people that were in victim consciousness, and I was trying to heal and get out of that myself. So to be a part of a community that was staying in blame and shame and pointing the finger when all I was doing, you know, to the best of my abilities was to pull myself out of that, I found that it began to get really unhealthy. And the other unhealthy part of it was that I just heard the same message over and over again of, oh, your twin flame's going to come back and you guys are going to be happily together. And, you know, to hear that over and over and over again and to kind of just be holding on to that hope, it felt so unhealthy to me, like it really did. So I stopped watching twin flame videos and being a part of that, especially like the tarot cards and stuff. I stopped doing that and my life drastically got better. Also, my relationship with myself drastically got better, and my relationship with my twin flame actually got drastically better. And, you know, call him twin flame, whatever, call him life partner, call him person, call him, you know, best friend, whatever he is, you know, divine partner. It drastically changed because my energy had completely changed and I no longer resonated with all of those messages of people in victim state, right? The thing about this twin flame community is it thrives off of people's desperation. It thrives off of people's vulnerability and their, you know, desperate need to be loved and accepted and chosen. And when you're in a space of desperately needing to be loved, accepted, and chosen, you're in a very repelling energy. And what you actually want to create for your life, it has to mirror back to you that desperation and you never heal and come to a place of feeling worthy within yourself where things actually just come in naturally. And so that's kind of where I was with this twin flame conversation. And I'm just so glad that they made these documentaries to show that, because there are a lot of people that are desperately seeking love, and there's a lot of people that are making a lot of money off of people desperately seeking love and relationship, and not realizing that that has to be, you know, within yourself first. You have to find that love and acceptance within yourself first. Now, I remember watching Jeff and Shalaya's videos on YouTube years ago. I found out about twin flames in 2017. And I remember seeing their videos, and there was just something very off about their energy to me. You know, the thing about, you know, YouTube and having all these different platforms to get information from is you either resonate with somebody or you don't, right? I never resonated with them. There was just something really off about their energy. That's, you know, they gave very Teal Swan vibes to me, and I never resonated with Teal Swan either. And they also just did documentaries about Teal Swan and how she has gained millions and has this huge following from manipulating people and using their vulnerability to gain herself, gain power, right? And that's exactly what these twin flames did, Jeff and Shalaya. So in these documentary, you see them being exposed and how they've used people to gain power. And, you know, they're calling it a cult, and I can see it as a cult, because what they do is they use coercion and manipulation and love bombing, and they play so much on the emotion of somebody who's in a very vulnerable state to pull them in, and then have them spending all this money and all their time, all their energy. They're just siphoning energy from these people, and for their own personal gain, and having people work for them for free and sharing all these messages of twin flames. And I think it gets very dangerous when people are giving advice, but they're not giving it as advice. They're giving it as, you need to do this or else, right? You need to be this way or else. And this is the formula to success, and this is what you need to do, and you're not doing that, right? And, you know, as a teacher myself, as somebody who sits in the space of, you know, being a coach, I have to watch these type of shows and documentaries of people that are being exposed for their own spiritual narcissism. And I have to see myself to some degree in these people, because I have to be accountable for myself to be the best coach that I could possibly be, to help as many people as I possibly can. It needs to be authentic, and I need to be able to see how it can so easily become something like that. I mean, I know myself. I that's why I'm not shouting at the top of my lungs my services, and, you know, I'm not somebody that, I still have my own unworthiness wounds to work through when it comes to that stuff, and that's me just being real with you guys. But you can see to the degree that people are very intelligent in knowing how to get what they want from people. And you guys, I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I know that there's so many vulnerable people out there that I could say the right things, quote unquote, the right things, and lure people into my services. I would be lying to you if I didn't know that that was some type of power that I could use, right? Because it's a use. Because I just know this for a fact. If I was to do tarot, if I was to do talk twin flames, if I said all the things you wanted to hear, because when you're in a vulnerable state, all you want is for somebody to tell you what you want to hear, right? if I use that to my advantage, I promise you, I would be so well off right now. Like, I would have, my bank account would be like insane. And I've known this. I have known this. Why do you think that I never did tarot? Because it never felt good. It never felt good for me to sit here, read cards. Mind you, I never have. So if someone's reaching out to you on any of my, I have all these people have made fake pages about me and they're reaching out for card readings or whatever, I would never give a card reading because that does not resonate with me. I'm not here to read tarot. I don't believe in that stuff. I believe that God gives us a gift of discernment. God also gives us a gift of knowledge and wisdom, and that some of us have these really beautiful gifts. I believe that I'm one of those people that are gifted in being able to connect dots and help people and give guidance in a way that is nurturing to somebody else, right? And not to point them and make them feel less than, or make them feel like they need something or need anyone. Because to be honest with you, you don't even need me. And I'll always say this, all the answers are within us, right? The kingdom of heaven is within us, and you have all the answers inside of you. I have always had the answers inside of me. And I have been somebody who's been very vulnerable in my life. So I understand how this all works when you aren't connected with that voice that God speaks to you within you, in your heart. When you're not connected to that, you haven't strengthened that muscle, because it is like a muscle. Then you go your life feeling very confused and needing those answers from outside of yourself. We're born into a world that programs us to believe that the answers are outside of us, when the answers have always been within us. The kingdom of heaven is within us. God speaks to us through the heart, and nobody can hear your heart. Nobody. And so myself as a coach, I believe that I can help people bring out that, you know, understanding for themselves and help them understand what that voice is really telling them, and then helping them strengthen that muscle, guiding them into a space where they have, you know, the tools to lean into that part of themselves more, where they're then bringing the soul as a dominant voice, the soul allowing them, you know, God speaks to us through the heart, and our soul is how we're supposed to be living our life here, is with our soul. And so, again, I would be lying to you guys if I didn't tell you I know how to gain from people, because I think that when you're awake and you see the success of others, and they might not even be really authentic, you know, this is a great example, Escaping Twin Flames, they're not authentic, and they've been able to amass millions off of the back of vulnerable people, you know? And I think that it's so disgusting. So for that reason, I have never done the tarot, and I'm not going to give false hope to people. I'm going to empower people. That's what God wants me to do, is empower people, you know, and not tell them what to do, but help them understand what is beneficial to the self and then guide them in that direction, right? So in watching these documentaries, I wanted to really not necessarily judge so much, but really just see myself in the whole documentary. I could see myself everywhere. I mean, when you're awake and you want to be the best version of yourself, you put yourself in everybody's shoes. You put yourself in the person who's the victim's shoe. You put yourself in the person who's the coach. You put yourself there, and you want to mold yourself to be a better version of yourself. You have to be able to see all sides of things. So this couple, they came together. They have the same blueprint of a story. They found this intense connection, and then they just tapped into the spirituality. And the thing about spirituality, much like yoga, I don't know, I'll give you guys the example of what I mean by when I say yoga. there's so many people that do yoga, and the basis of yoga is it's a very spiritual thing. It's you're connecting your breath to your body, and you know, it's teaching you calmness. There's so many people that do yoga that are not spiritual people. They're not kind people. They're not good people. So many people do yoga that are. I mean, I'm not saying that people aren't, but you know, it's the yogi that's there that's using yoga and spirituality, and they're making it a lifestyle. They're not making it a part of who they really are, being connected to the soul and being connected to the spirit. And I mean, I give you guys another example. It's like people going to church that are just terrible people. They use church as a crutch, and yet they're judging and they're mean, and they're, you know, there's so many bad people that go to church and just use that church as a blanket for who they really are, as their true character, as somebody who's mean and miserable, right? Same thing with this twin flame. Sorry, guys, I was sick last week, so my nose is a little. Same with this couple in the twin flame community. Because they had found each other and they were a couple, they could use that as leverage over other people. And it's just, it's unhealthy, right? How they manipulated people in to their cult, and they're, you know, these false spiritual people. They're not worried about what other people are thinking of them. They're really connected to their heart. There's calmness there. There's a peace. There's a frequency. There's a vibration that they have. And I never felt that. I never felt that from their videos. So I always skipped over their videos and never resonated with their energy at all. And they have people in the documentary, they have people in this cult changing their gender because Jeff, the guy in the couple, is saying, well, you're a masculine energy. He's speaking to a woman saying, you're the masculine energy, which means you should be a man. Don't you want to be like me? I'm a man, you know? And it's just, you got to watch it to understand. And people are shocked when they see this stuff. But I want you guys to understand that we get manipulated in these type of situations on a daily basis, just little minor degrees to larger degrees and things, right? And people wonder, like, how do people end up in situations like this? Well, I understand, because myself, I have been in some really crazy situations in my life where I gave my power away to people, because first of all, I had no power, was very vulnerable, very easily manipulated, easily trusted people, because I just so badly wanted to be, you know, liked, or, you know, I had a dream. I had this idea of being a singer, and I so badly wanted to be a singer, and I was manipulated through, you know, love bombing and painting this picture of the life that I would have, and, you know, using that, my vulnerability, to pour me with all this great positive energy, and, oh, it's going to happen, and, you know, sign your life away. And the minute I signed my life away, the reality is you're going to dance, you're going to make money, and you're going to give me your money. And so I was manipulated into that situation, and people look at me now and they could never understand how I was a girl that was manipulated into working and giving her money to a man who was my music manager at the time. And let me tell you, I am not even that person anymore. So when I saw this documentary, I saw myself in these people who, you know, were victims of the situation. I will never call myself a victim, ever. Like, I won't call myself a survivor. I won't call myself a victim, because I just believe that I am just a human that's gone through some unfortunate events, and I've lived through it to tell my story to help people. The thing that led me into that was what landed me in a situation like that is that I had no sense of self. I had no confidence in myself. I did not love myself. I did not know myself. And because I so desperately wanted something, I wanted to be a singer, I wanted to be a part of the music industry, I wanted to be an artist, they could easily dangle that over my head. And I just saw 777. Sorry, guys. It's like I'm supposed to be talking about this. I'm going to go deeper into this, my story, in another podcast if you guys are interested. But I can see how these people ended up in there because they so desperately wanted love. They so desperately wanted it to be a twin flame. They so desperately wanted their soulmate that Jeff and Shalaya dangled that over their head. Well, there's a guarantee that you're going to get your soulmate if you sign up for these courses and you join Twin Flame University, right? There's a guarantee. And all the sparkly and pretty like things that are displayed in front of you, dangling the carrot in front of you, right? Like this, my music manager dangling the carrot in front of me, taking me out to all these amazing events, and everybody knows him and he's like the man in the city, and everyone in the music industry is like around, I'm around all these celebrities and stuff, and dangling the carrot, right? And then we end up in this thing where we sign our life away, or they're in the twin flame community, and from there, just that person chips away at your self-worth and diminishes your sense of self, whatever sense of self you had. Some people went into this thing with confidence and, you know, having, you know, their whole life together. And by the time they finished and left Twin Flame University or Twin Flame Universe, their life had fallen apart. And that, much like myself, I understand that over time, somebody uses their power to chip away at your self-worth, and they use fear tactics. They use, you know, for me, in my case, you know, abuse, physical abuse. They use all these really terrible, terrible, like, guilt and shame and, you know, ripping apart who you are as a person and chipping away at you so slowly. I remember there's one girl in the documentary who, she gained a lot of weight. She looked like she'd gained about 80 pounds. And I understand what that was like because I was drinking every day when I was going through this thing with my music manager. I was drinking every day. I was miserable. I was a shell of a person. I wasn't even the same person. And so you lose yourself. Completely, you lose yourself until you have one moment where you just can't take it anymore and you have to find a way to leave, escape, right? And from there, when you escape, you have to then slowly rebuild your life and regain confidence. Sometimes this takes years. For me, it took years. And, you know, I'm here to share the story because it's such an important story to share. But it took years to heal from that. And so I say this happens. Like, how did they end up in that situation? Well, you know, it can be anybody. Anybody. This can happen to anybody. But the people that are most vulnerable are the ones that are desperately seeking something. And these people with this manipulative, you know, tactic to gain from the vulnerable, they have a perfect way of exploiting these people and, you know, using them for their own advantage. And so the answer to this, you know, I've done seminars where I've talked to people. I did this one speaking event where I spoke to, you know, hundreds of people. There was police officers, officers of the academy, college students, college professors, all these law enforcement and Homeland Security people there listening to me speak. And they ask me, well, Misha, like, you're this sweet person who came from love. Like, I came from a good family. So how does somebody like you end up in a situation like this? Because I didn't come from poverty or like a broken family. And most of the time you hear things like this and you think, oh, these people came from broken families or whatever, especially in my situation, you know, with the pimping stuff. And I tell them, I say, you know, I had no love for myself. I did not know myself. When you know yourself, you know that you can say no. And no is a single sentence. And when you love yourself and you know yourself, you know what doesn't feel good, what doesn't feel right, and you're able to stand on that for yourself. You are able to see when people are manipulating you or using you or being fake, right? The version of me that is now, the healed version, the version that loves herself, there is not a freaking chance. There's not a chance that anybody has to manipulate me because I know myself so well inside and out, right? Know thyself, that when things feel off, I don't even have to give an explanation as to why. I'm not involving myself in that. You know, people want me to go out at night. If I'm tired, I'm not going out. You know, people want me to work an extra day. I don't want to work an extra day. Like, I know myself so well now inside and out that there's not a single thing that even the person that I love the most could make me do that I don't want to do, because that's how much I value who I am now. And I wasn't there. You know, I went my whole life having this really negative critic living in my mind. And so to have somebody come in and, you know, groom me into the idea of my life being better, them being able to help me, it was so easy for somebody to do that. People can't never do that for me now because I don't need somebody. And before, when I needed somebody, that was where I found myself. I was being, you know, manipulated in the wrong. I was being manipulated. And so it is to love yourself. That's why we have to teach these kids how invaluable they are, how much, you know, they are worth, and to really embody that sense of self from their earliest years here. So they go through their life never, ever being manipulated into situations like this, knowing the dangers that exist out there and knowing when to say no, knowing that no is their the most powerful word that they could ever use is the word no. Immediately no. So anyways, you guys, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for being here. Please, if you can, like, share, and subscribe to my channel. You guys head over to Netflix and Amazon Prime to watch the Escaping Twin Flames documentaries. They are fascinating. And I'm really glad that, you know, these people are starting to be exposed, because it's just making more room for the people that are authentic out there that actually do want to help and do want to share love and positivity to the world, because that's what we deserve. That's what you deserve. I love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye.
Try and explain it to the blind. May you wake up from its eyes. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain, it ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your fate.